What is a hometown? What's it like having a hometown? 'Cause I've never had one. All my life I've moved around. I've heard that it's somewhere that you spent your whole life. Somewhere you know, like the back of your hand. A place where you've seen things come and go. A place where you've seen things grow and die. A place where all of your memories are. A place where everyone knows your name. But I've still seen things come and go, like friends, family, classmates, and cultures. I've still seen things grow and die, just in different cities and states. I've got places rich with memories, albeit on different sides of the globe. Plenty of people still know my name, but many more have forgotten them too. And when you travel around meeting all kinds of people, the first thing they ask is, "Where are you from?" The inevitable question I always dread, for I have too many answers to give. Would you like to know my ethnicity? I'm a mix of two regions, but broadly Chinese. My nationality is American. I lived in New Jersey, but for only 3 years. Most of my childhood was spent in Shanghai, but I moved 3 houses in the span of 8 years. And before I moved here to Ohio, I stayed the longest in one place in Illinois. But I wouldn't call Northbrook my hometown, because my life in China is where my roots are. But I spent so long in Illinois, and yet, when I went back to visit, it felt so wrong. It didn't feel like I was going back home. It felt like I was visiting my history. The part of me I left behind, and all of it has completely changed. I see the things I left behind. I see the people I left behind. I feel like I am trapped in my past, and I can't breathe until I leave. I often wonder what it's like to have one place that you call your home. Everything that you know is there, and when you go back, you feel you belong. And when you grow up and maybe move out to a whole new city, state, or country, you have a place to point back to and say, "That is where I came from." 'Cause when I grow up and make my name, and people ask, "Where did you come from?" Where could I point them to, other than my dad and mom? It will never be a simple answer. I didn't come from just one place. I came from moving past. I came from moving on. I came from lost memories and photo albums and happiness and sadness and opportunities and accomplishments and hobbies and passions and cultures and traditions and history and legends and even growing up on the internet. I came from everything. From nowhere in particular. And I know what it's like to not have a hometown.
I don't have a hometown, but I've lived in many homes. I People talk about their childhood friends, their favorite restaurant down at the end of a street where they made all their memories, a place they've been for centuries.